So the integration between Azure IT Hub and EventGrid is now GA, and Ashita is joining me on the show to tell us everything about how you integrate these events that can be generated by IT Hub into the EventGrid flow. Thanks for watching the IT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and I'm here with Ashita today. How are you, Ashita?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, fine, awesome. I'm splendid. Great. We are here to talk about the integration of Azure IT Hub with EventGrid.
Yes. Right.
So, and that's now GA, because it's been in public preview for some time.
Yes.
And now it's GA.
Yes.
So what can you tell us about it? What's new and why we're doing that? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to interrupt you and ask some questions.
Sure. Awesome. So we've been in preview for 6 months now. We've mm-hmm. got great feedback from customers. And we are going GA with four events. So device created, device deleted, device connected, and device disconnected.
Okay.
What this means is that IoT Hub is now a publisher on EventGrid. So anytime any of these events occur, customers can choose what they want to do. They can automate serverless applications mm-hmm. and trigger workflows, or fan this event out to anything they want. And so just to revise, EventGrid is actually fully managed eventing service, mm-hmm. which is connecting Azure services with even third-party applications as well as Azure services.
So that like a pop subsystem, right?
Yes.
On Azure, all the lots of Azure services are actually whether publisher, yes. whether subscribers, whether both, right?
Right, okay. Absolutely. So that's new. And then we basically want to ensure that customers are easily able to integrate these events and they don't have to create polling mechanisms and services, maintain them, which mm-hmm. adds complexity and cost for them. And the goal is to simplify IoT for customers.
Awesome. Can you tell me a couple of examples of concrete scenarios, from A to
sure.
Z, what will that integration help you do?
Yeah, so think about security and compliance. So if I'm monitoring a bunch of hotel buildings around the world and I want to make sure that fire sensors are in compliance.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody adds a fire sensor and registered that to my mm-hmm. IoT Hub, I want to make sure that I send an email out guiding that person on the compliance checklist that we have to ensure that are always, true to the word when we're audited. So that's one. And then also, if a device is reaching end of life, same scenario, let's say fire sensor is reaching end of life, I want to make sure that I'm able to immediately send an event out to, text my engineer or mm-hmm. update my operations manager in the building to ensure that they can take action to replace the device.
Got it. Makes
and
sense.
Another one is people really want to debug an issue and mm-hmm. troubleshoot when their devices are disconnected.
Yep.
And EventGrid really helps you fan that event out, and also it's near real time. So it's really quickly alerting people mm-hmm. about a malfunctioning device or whenever a device stops sending data.
Okay, so that integration being GA,
yeah,
you can show us how that looks like and,
sure
and how we get things done with EventGrid.
Sure. So let me quickly walk through the event schema.
Okay.
So we actually have four events now. Schema for two events, device connected and disconnected, very similar.
Yeah. So maybe you should, and when we're here, so some people might not be super familiar with IoT Hub.
Mm-hmm.
So we might want to remind people what are the different types of things that are coming from devices into IoT Hub, and then in terms of messages, and then
yes.
what's coming out of IoT Hub that we are actually talking about, the events and telemetry and things like that?
So basically, there's telemetry coming out, but
yes.
also we have events coming out. So we have message routing, which mm-hmm. helps sending telemetry out to
yes.
Different endpoints like service bus topic, service bus queue, event mm-hmm. hubs, and blob storage. And EventGrid really helps you fan that just the events out. We don't have telemetry on EventGrid.
Yeah.
So you can, it's more for low latency, low frequency type events today.
Yeah. Which is when you think about IoT scenarios, telemetry is the thing that you imagine like a boatload of data that's
right.
coming in and that you have to deal with in real time
yes.
and then route correctly and so on. So we have specific features for that in IoT Hub.
Yes.
EventGrid is really very much about these events mm-hmm. are more, not sporadic, but less frequent and in smaller volumes.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And it's really the key is, triggering something.
Yeah.
Right, so we want to accelerate that time to action mm-hmm. and time to value for customers by
EventGrid. But a it's not on, hey, I have a telemetry data that is temperature, mm-hmm. and when the temperature goes above a certain level, do something. It's not that type of thing yet.
Not yet, right. Yeah. And you can do that in routing today. You can have rich queries that say, you know, could query mm-hmm. on the message body and yeah. then send that data okay. up. But with yeah. events, EventGrid allows filtering on device ID today. So you can yeah. actually say, if my temperature, device is like type temperature mm-hmm. or named temperature, then yeah. you can send that event okay. out. Okay. But only the event, yeah.
Okay, right. Got it, makes sense.
Great. So this here is the schema for device connected. And every event that comes out of EventGrid is wrapped in this envelope that EventGrid puts. Okay. So basically, we have an ID. Every event will mm-hmm. have a unique ID. Yep. A topic, which is the ARM paths to the resource group. Mm-hmm. That is, in this case, it's going to be your IoT hub. Okay. Subject is, you know, who's publishing the event. So it's going to mm-hmm. be our devices.
Makes sense.
Event type is the type of event. So unique identifier again. So device connected is this event. Event time is when the okay. event occurred. Okay. Data is something that the publisher sets. Now, in this case, we have set the data to be sequence number. Okay. So we've noticed that some customers actually want to know the sequence of device connect and disconnect. Mm-hmm. It's really important when, if it's too frequent, you know, they need to know that they may be taking actions and they want to ensure that the action is, you know, a device was connected before it chose disconnected.
Yes.
So what we've done.
Or maybe you have a collection of devices and you want like device A to be on yes. before device Z and,
yes.
and so forth.
Yes, so it helps yeah. you maintain yeah. a latest state, you know, connection
Makes
state
sense.
Of the device.
Makes sense.
And what this is a simple string, which is uniquely and strictly increasing.
Okay.
So every next event will actually have yeah. a higher, so people just have to do a simple string compare,
yeah.
and then they have the latest event.
Makes sense.
We've also added the hub name and the device ID and the module ID
okay.
to keep things unique. And then the schema for device created and deleted, same thing on the top, topic, subject, event type,
okay.
event time. Data here will have the twin of the device.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
then we have also simply added the hub name and the device ID.
Okay.
So, let's play with this now. So what I want to show here quickly is I'm going to send myself an email anytime a device is created or deleted.
Okay.
And this is just playing with the security and compliance
okay.
scenario. So here's a logic app that I've created. I simply have a HTTP request.
Mm-hmm.
And I have added the schema for my device created event to be parsed by this logic app
okay.
so that I can grab all that and add an action of sending an email.
Mm-hmm.
In that email, I have put details from my schema, like
okay.
my device ID,
okay.
this event occurred at this time, and
typical,
then an email.
Typical logic apps.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay.
And then here's my email. I want to show that it's all empty. No, nothing in the inbox. The magic happens soon. So this is my IoT hub now. All I have to
okay.
do is click on events and then create an event subscription.
And that's the actual integration
yes.
of EventGrid, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Makes sense.
So this is extremely simple here. All I have to do is say, what is the type of event endpoint type I have?
Okay.
I'm going to have a webhook. Actually, let me scroll up here a little bit. So here's where I'm saying I want to choose all type of events. So
okay.
I can have all four different events
mm-hmm.
and trigger this logic app anytime that happens.
Okay.
And then I want to select an endpoint. And my endpoint is going to be the HTTP URL of my logic app.
Got it.
And then we paste that here.
So all that are features. This is a feature of EventGrid, right? Defining the endpoint
yes.
type
mm-hmm.
and the actual endpoint of some,
yes.
some things that are exposed through that blade, but that's that pure EventGrid.
Exactly. Okay. This
Got
is
it.
Owned by EventGrid.
Okay.
And then, so basically giving the subscription a name, my event schema is EventGrid schema. You
yep.
can actually choose different things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the filter. So here, this is, let's say I want to pick, every time a device is on floor one, only
yep.
then I want to, you know, filter this. So I'm just, mm-hmm. you can have a prefix and a suffix on the device ID
mm-hmm.
here. So boom, here I am now creating my EventGrid subscription. And great, so now let's test this. So
yep.
we will create a device, add a new device.
Yeah.
And I'm going to name it device temp building 3 floor 1.
Yep.
So I'm adding floor one because that's the filter that we added.
Correct.
And I want to get notified
only
when floor one has a new device.
Okay.
So as soon as I save this, now we can see that we have our device here.
Yeah.
I'm expecting an email.
Awesome. And so the flow has been that you've been creating that device, IoT have created the device in the device registry. Because we have the event grid integration, it will actually trigger the webhook that has been hooked up,
absolutely,
you know,
right,
as in the event grid blade, right?
Yeah.
And now you have the email.
And it's near real time. So I want to make sure that, you know, floor two is, when a floor two device is deleted, I do not get this email. So I'm going to do two things. I'm going to actually delete a floor one and a floor two device.
Okay.
And you will notice that I only get
the filter really
one.
Works.
Yes.
Okay. One new email about this first device for building one. Hit refresh. And now you only have one new email.
So we only deleted floor one. So
awesome.
That's how easy it is to use.
Okay.
So we hope people use it, and they can go to aka.ms/IoT Hub events for more information.
Perfect. And we'll add the link in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thanks, Rashida. Ashita, and hope to see you soon for more on event grids and other integration to IoT Hub.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for watching the show, and don't forget to subscribe.
Thanks.